I think the worst time was after the counterattack, when we lay in that trench all day surrounded by the dead. I still had Longstaff by my side, though his expression changed after death. The look of surprise faded, and we listened to the wounded groaning outside. Two stretcher bearers volunteered to go out and were hit as soon as they stood up. Another tried later. After that, I said no more. Everybody keep down. By nightfall, most of the groaning had stopped, and a few of the more lightly wounded crawled in under the cover of darkness, and we patched them up as best we could. But one man kept on and on. It didn't sound like a human being or even like an animal. A sort of guttural gurgling like a blocked drain. I decided I ought to try myself and took Lucas with me. Not like going over the top used to be, climbing out of the bloody trench. Just a quick slither through the wire, barb snagging the sleeves and into the mud. I felt the coldness on my cheek and the immense space above. That sense you always get when lying in the ground in the open of the earth as a ball turning in space. There was time to feel this, in spite of the bullets, which anyway frightened me less than the thought of having to see what was making that sound. The fledgling SAS was on its first mission. Codenamed Operation Squatter, it ran as follows. To parachute at night into the Libyan desert behind the enemy lines. Infiltrate 5 airfields on foot, plant explosives on as many German and Italian aircraft as they could find, and then, as the bombs exploded, head south to a rendezvous point deep in the desert where they would be picked up and brought back to safety. Some of the men strapped in and shivering in the rushing darkness at 18,000 feet were regular soldiers, but others were not. Their numbers included a hotel porter, an ice cream maker, a Scottish aristocrat, and an Irish rugby international. Some were natural warriors, nerveless and calm, and a few were touched by a sort of martial madness. Most were silently petrified and determined not to show it. None could claim to have been fully prepared for what they were about to do, for the simple reason that no one had ever before attempted a nighttime parachute assault in the North African desert.